大家，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all of you.
我们继续来读雅歌。
Let's continue our study of Song of Solomon.
那首先我们先因为有讲义哈，我们就先看第一页。
First of all, we do have study material. Let's look at the first page first.
这里有提到一些概论跟作者。
And over here, it talks about some of the themes as well as the author.
再看第三页。
And then let's skip to page 3.
第三页呢，开始就是小弟大概把它把这一卷书分成六首的诗歌啦。
I have briefly divided the entire book of Song of Solomon into six songs.
这当然这样的分段不是绝对性的。
Of course, the way that I divided is not an absolute correct way of doing it.
是小弟个人读了以后觉得可以把它分成这六首的诗歌来查考。
And however, it's my own discretion after my study of it, and I find that it has to be divided this way.
那第一首是爱的赞歌。
And the first of it is song of love.
那第二首就是二章的八节到三章五节，就是寻找这个爱。
So from chapter 2, verse 2, verse 2 to 8, it is looking for the love.
那翻过来看第三段就是婚礼之歌。
And then on the third section is talking about the song of wedding.
那第四段就是寻回之歌。
And then the fourth section will be the song of search.
第五就是恋慕之歌。
And the fifth will be the song of loving.
那么第六段就是好像是一个这个结论真爱的礼颂。
And this, the sixth section will be the conclusion, which means that there are praises to true love.
那昨天我们已经在第一首诗歌的我们读到了第一章的第四节了。
So yesterday we have studied until chapter 1, verse 4.
我们就可以开始从第六页中间这个地方开始再来看。
So therefore, we can start from page 6, in the middle of page 6.
那我们就一面来对照经文。
So as we study on, let's refer to the Bible verses.
这个一章的五节到第七节是佳偶的自怜。
So from chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, it is the feelings of the beloved.
就是对自己有一种好像
self-pity of the beloved. Excuse me.
好，大概就这样。好，我们来看看他这个可以说是在言辞当中看到他描写到内心非常细腻的部分。
So as we look at how it was written in this book, you can find that there's a lot of intricate parts to it.
好，我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
这是佳偶，就是女主角她唱的诗。
It is the song that has been sung by the bride.
她对着她的同伴耶路撒冷的众女子这么说。
So then he was talking to all the women in the nation.
我虽然黑却是秀美。第五节
嘛，I'm dark but lovely.
那就是说，他在讲，你不要因为我皮肤黑就轻看了我。
What she's trying to say is that just because I'm dark, don't look down on me.
那么他也提到说，为什么他皮肤会又黑
？And she also mentioned why the reason why she was dark.
不要因为第六节，不要因为日头把我晒黑了就轻看我。
So it says that do not look upon me because I'm dark, because the sun has tanned me.
原因是因为我同母的弟兄管束他比较严厉。
So the brother from another mother was very strict on her.
那这些兄长呢，使他在工作上呢，给他分量很多，而且让他很辛苦的去。
And her own brothers has given her much work to do, which is quite a burden.
所以导致他自己的外表，他没有很好的照顾。
And that's the reason why she wasn't able to take care of her appearance.
他自己的葡萄园就是他的外在啊，他的外表。
So the vineyard over here is referring to her outward appearance.
那他首先是对着耶路撒冷的众女子来说这些话。
This passage was actually spoken to the woman in the land.
那这里呢可以看到他有点不够自信，但他自己也是很有自信。
And over here, it seems that she is lacking of self-confidence, but yet she is quite confident, actually.
如果我们在看第七节的时候，她在追寻她所心爱的。
As we read at verse 7, how she was pursuing her beloved.
好像她在内心里头有点忐忑，有点腼腆不安。
It seems that she was kind of hesitant when she was pursuing for it.
她的外表不是很好看。
And her appearance wasn't pretty.
应该是说她的皮肤是黑的。
Or to be more exact, is that she was dark.
在爱情中的女子呢，她生怕自己对良人来讲这个吸引力不够。
And when a woman is in love, she's always afraid that there's a lack of attraction of her to the man.
所以女子呢，她就对她的同伴来说出她内心。的忐忑不安。
Therefore, this woman expressed her hesitance and also perplexity to her companions.
那当然，她要寻求鼓励呀。
And of course, she was looking for encouragement of some kind.
她的皮肤不是很好看。
And of course, her skin complexion wasn't good.
那这个地方她做了两个比喻。
So over here, there are two parables.
好像击打的帐篷。
And
第五节
over at verse 5,
她的皮肤黑。
Oh, okay. So I'm dark but lovely. Over here it says like the tents of Kedar.
这个击打这个字，它本来的意思就是黑的。
So Kedar in original text means dark.
他是以斯玛利的第二个儿子。
And it is the second son of Ishmael.
他的后裔就是成为现在的阿拉伯人。
And his descendant has become the Arabs today.
那他们的帐篷也是用黑羊黑的这个山羊皮去做这个帐篷的盖子。
So they're using the lambs that has dark skin to cover the tents.
所以那个外在帐篷的那个外棚呢，就粗糙又是黑色。
Therefore, the coverings of this tent is dark and also rough.
可是他又是很自信的他对自己也有所认识，虽然像击打的帐篷，也好像所罗门的幔子。
And however, even though it seems that she was lack of self-confidence, but yet over here you can see she also have certain level of confidence by saying like the curtains of Solomon.
这个击打的帐篷来形容她的皮肤。
So the tents of Kedar is a description of her skin.
但是所罗门的幔子呢，来形容她的内在美。
But then the curtains of Solomon is a description of what is inside her.
所罗门王他建造的圣殿他在出埃及记里面有提到说那个会幕的幔子呢，它是五颜六色，非常光彩夺目的。
So the temple that King Solomon has constructed within the synagogue, there's curtains, and the curtains was made of different colors.
按照那个制造会幕的这个原则去制作出来。
And according to the principle of construction for the temple that King Solomon followed.
他对自己的这种外表，皮肤黝黑呢，他有一种自怜的感觉。
Of course, in a certain way, she was kind of having a self-pity on the dark skin that she had.
对同伴所反映出来的心理，同时也是生怕她对良人来讲会失去这个吸引力。
And of course, she's trying to express her hesitant to her companion that how she felt.
所以她就在第七节就想去追寻她所爱的。
So over in verse 7, it talks about how she pursued after her beloved.
希望能够得到肯定、认同啊，或是赞美。
And she wished that she can receive some kind of praise or recognition.
所以你看到第八节啊。
Let's skip to verse 8.
就是良人他唱的诗歌了。
And this is a song that was sung by the beloved.
他针对这个佳偶啊，他内在啊的腼腆不安。啊，他给予他一个称赞，你这女子中极美丽的。
And just because he noticed that this woman was hesitant, so he praised her by saying, "If you do not know all fairest among women."
啊，所以这个良人对于这个佳偶给他很大的鼓励。
So the beloved has given much praises to this woman.
啊，那现在的婚姻很多人都是看外表。
So in the marriage today, a lot of people look at the outer appearance of it.
内在美更能够持久。
And then inner well-being never lasts too long.
小弟有时候会关心我们族内青年的婚姻。
At times, I was very concerned of the marriage that our brothers and sisters in Christ.
通常我们会对弟兄说啊，一样是弟兄呢，讲白的讲白，你喜欢哪一类的姐妹？你讲，你直接讲。
Well, sometimes I will ask a brother, be frank about yourself, just tell me what you actually like about a sister.
啊，很多都会这么说。
And there are many who always repeat by saying,
啊，那个姐妹会弹琴的。
You know, the sister that plays piano.
啊，长发飘逸的。
And also having long hair.
啊，有气质的。
And the one that has a good countenance.
他大概是看多了哈，有些姐妹啊，真的长发飘逸，坐在那个地方，电扇一吹的时候，哇，法式飘飘然啊。
Perhaps they look at the sisters who was playing piano with their hair. When the fan was turned on by the side, you could see the beauty of her.
哦，好有灵气哦。
And it seems that the person was full of that up spirit.
大概没有弟兄不喜欢这类型的姐妹哈。
I think that all brothers will like that kind of sister.
美丽不是罪过。
Of course, being beautiful is not a wrong thing.
天生外表不够美丽，她是无辜的，不是她选择的。
And for those who are not born with good looks, they're born that way. It's not because of any wrongdoing.
我没有办法去选择父母的基因遗传。
We cannot simply choose the genetic this that we receive from our parents.
啊，我们在嫌弃自己的鼻子不够挺啊，我们的嘴巴太大，眼睛太小的时候。
Maybe we're complaining about the size of our nose or the size of our eyes and everything else.
啊，不如多读一些书啊，来改变自己的气质。
Maybe I'll encourage you to read more books.To change yourself right from inside.
啊，这是每一个人都有平等的机会去获得更好的气质。
Essentially, what I'm saying is that everyone is given an equal opportunity to present yourself in a fair way.
但是对于在爱情中的女子来说啊
，But for a woman who is in love,
她总希望她内在外在都是漂亮的。
She wished that she is beautiful both outside and inside.
啊，但我们看到她有很好的内在。
And as we see someone who has a beautiful inside,
哦，因为她在家庭，她顺服兄长的管束。
And because this woman submit to her brother's instruction,
她也作为尽了一个家庭一份子该有的这个责任。
And she also fulfill her responsibility as one of the members of the family.
她也不顾啊这个烈日当空啊，把她的皮肤给晒黑了。
And she did not care how the sun was scorching her skin to be dark.
她就是殷勤的工作。
And which means that she was diligent at her work.
很多时候我们都会找那个最好的。
Many of times we try to look for the best.
最英俊的。
And the most handsome.
最漂亮的。
The most beautiful.
啊，但是内在有些时候是被忽略掉了。
And more than often, people neglected what is inside.
啊，如我们今天在主耶稣面前，可能很多时候我们也会这种有自己这个自怜的这种感觉。
And before our Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps we often find ourselves we have certain a level of self pity as well.
我们的主他不是看人的外表。
And our Heavenly Father is not looking at our outer appearance.
当我们觉得我们在主面前好像有一些不足的时候
，As we feel that we are lacking of something before the Lord.
这个教他提供给我们一种思考。
So this woman has provided us something for us to ponder. And she cared about the imperfection of herself. And the more she cared about the love from the beloved, the more she emphasized on how much she was lacking.
她觉得自己有不足, 可是在良人的口中,
Even though she regards herself as someone who's imperfect, but yet the beloved has told her right here, if you do not know, O fairest among women. As a matter of fact, this, the beloved did not care her skin being dark. What he was complimenting was not about her skin being nice looking.
啊, 他看到的皮肤的后面, 啊, 内在里头,
but rather, he was able to see what is behind the skin, the inside of her.
有时候我们会关心教会里面, 啊, 上偶的这个, 同领的婚姻,
and sometimes we also care about members who, whose spouse has already passed away.
啊, 这个配偶已经过世了，那我们也关心他。
And for the widows or widowers that we show our concern.
啊，第一次婚姻他选择的时候。
And when she chose his or her first marriage.
啊，跟很多很多的年轻的弟兄一样，描述的哇，能够弹琴、长发飘逸、琴声流泻出来，好有灵气的。他大概是讲这些。
And just like in to any other brothers, he will just have the same kind of request. A sister with long hair plays piano, nice looking, etc.
很多男人他选择他第二次婚姻他选择的时候门形式要不用太美丽温柔体贴就好了。And
you notice that all this widower for them to marry the second time, all they were asking is if the future spouse is going to be gentle and caring.
很多女孩子她 第二次婚姻的时候，他选择老实可靠就好，美不美、俊不俊不重要，老实可靠就好。
And similarly for the widows, if they were to walk into a second marriage, they will need to, they want to have someone who is honest, who's very upfront.
第一次婚姻选择的才是正确，还是第二次婚姻想的会比较理性一点？
So in this discussion, are we saying that the first choice in the first marriage was correct, or the second one?
当夫妻在爱情中，他觉得自己好像不够完美的时候，我们不要一直在外表上去要求我们的配偶。
And when our spouse is really caring about their own shortcomings before you, then you shouldn't be asking too much of her.
自然衰老, 这是一种很自然的现象。
Of course, this is a natural phenomenon.
有些人他已经年岁很大了，他还假装很年轻，也不见得是很正确的。
And there are some really old person trying to pretend themselves young. I don't think that is correct.
很多时候去装饰外表，忽略了内在的追求。
Sometimes you emphasize too much on your outer appearance, but you neglected what is inside of you.
幸好我们的主是看内心。
And fortunately, our Heavenly Father only look at our inside.
这能够持续的吸引。
That will be continually attracted to him.
就好像前面所说的，这个佳偶他会渴慕他的良人跟他有亲密的关系。
And just like when we first said this woman, she was longing for the love of the beloved.
因为这个良人是用一种全人的魅力，不单只是外在的，更多的是内在的去吸引这个佳偶。
Not only the beloved has a very good outer appearance, but most importantly, he has a very good inner personality.
就是不断地可以在对方的身上发掘他有很多的优点。
And he was able to continually to let this woman feels that he is able in all ways.
所以我们在婚姻中我们要成长。
Therefore, in our marriage, we need to grow.
我们在灵性上要追求属灵品德的增长。
In our spirituality, we must always pursue for our growth in our spirituality.
在婚姻中，我们一直保持给予对方都有一种吸引。
And in our marriage, we must always maintain a certain level of attraction to our spouse. And then you can find that the mutual attraction is going to be strong. If there is anyone trying to snatch away your spouse, it will be a very hard job to do.
这一段我们看到这个女子她内心的一种忐忑不安。
And over here we notice that this woman was very hesitant.
所以第七节说我要追寻我所心爱的。
And over at verse 7 she said, tell me all you whom love, I love.
那第八节呢,这个良人就回答了。
So over at verse 8, the beloved answered.
是一个体贴的一个良人。
He was very considerate, beloved.
从这个五节到七节的这首诗歌里头，他看见了这个佳偶他内心的不安。
And over at verse 5 to verse 7, the beloved has noticed the unrest in this woman's heart.
所以称她为女子中极美丽的。
That's the reason why he complimented this woman as the fairest among women.
那你要如何找得到我呢？
So how can you find me?
跟着那个羊群的脚中。
That you need to follow the feet of the little goats.
你就可以寻找到我了。
Then you can find me.
那是第九节啊。
Over at verse 9.
他对他的骄傲之后继续讲。
So he continued to say to the woman.
在我的心目中你是法老车上套的骏马。
It says here, I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots.
这个骏马它原来的意思它这成为骏马通常是雌的不是熊马是雌马。
Usually, if you're a chariot, it's always referring to the female horse.
那这是所罗门王他花了很高的金钱，这个费用呢，向埃及购买了许多的骏马。
Because King Solomon has spent a great amount of money to buy all these good horses from Pharaoh.
所以这些话进到这个佳偶的心里，一定给他有很大的安定。
So this statement, when the beloved said to the woman, I guess the woman will be rest assured.
那这个良人的称赞的赞美，那个肯定啊，是非常实在的，是真诚的。
Of course, the recognition and also praises from the beloved was very useful.
他说你是极美丽的，不是信口雌黄，随意说说就罢了。
He's not saying this just casually.
他有入微的观察。
And he has very close observation of her.
能够做了适当的比喻。
And that's the reason why he was able to make this appropriate a compliment.
跟佳偶的形象是吻合的。
And then whatever he described about her, it matches what she was.
你继续读第十节的时候,
as you continue to read verse 10,
你会讶异这个良人怎么这样的细心。
And you will be surprised at how this beloved was so intricate in his description.
你的两腮因为发辫而秀美。
It says your cheeks are lovely with ornaments.
你的颈项因为珠串而华丽。
Your neck with chains of gold.
那他就邀请了耶路撒冷的众女子说，我们要为你来编上金辫。 这个编上金辫，镶上银钉。
Therefore, he invited the daughters of Jerusalem over at verse 11. We will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver.
所以他们一直在唱一首爱的赞歌。
So they've been chanting this songs of love.
彼此接纳，也彼此的肯定认同。
So mutually, they are recognizing each other.
欣赏他美的地方。
They appreciate the beauty of each other.
那不是说你的皮肤黑吗？
Isn't that she regard her skin as dark?
但是她并没有因为皮肤黑去厌烦了这个女子。
But just because her skin was dark, she was dark, it doesn't mean that the beloved was tired of her.
她在黑皮肤之外，她找到了这个女子，她身上有许多的优点。
And beyond the dark complexion, the beloved has found the virtues of this woman.
而且是具体的，细节的部分呢，把它描述得非常清楚。
And he was able to describe in detail all the virtues that she had.
我们在座弟兄不晓得啊，你的尊夫人是不是常常问你说，我这样打扮漂亮吗？好看吗？会不会这样问你？
Let me ask our brothers, do you sometimes compliment your spouse having a good makeup or good ornaments put on them?
啊，其实身为太太，他们很在乎这些。
Now, of course, for women, they care very much how the husband praises them.
小弟常常被问到一些常常被太太用那个假设性的问题来问我，然后他希望得到肯定性的答案。女人真的很难搞，这个应付啊。
I find that women is very hard to deal with because my wife always tried to throw me some hypothetical questions, but yet she want a definitive answer.
小弟刚结婚不久，大概两三年的时间。
When I first married for about 2 or 3 years.
有一天啊，回家休假的时候，哎呀。我这个老婆怎么坐方不啊，坐立不安啊，在我眼前就晃来晃去的啊，晃来晃去的。
And one day, that was the time when I had my vacation at home. My wife suddenly was walking in front of me back and forth.
我说你就坐下来吧，你不要说走来走去，你给我压力啊。
And I told her, please don't walk in front of me, just you know, back and forth. It's just I just feel stressed.
她就说你没有发现我有什么不一样吗
？Didn't you notice that I look different?
我说没有啊，那有什么不一样
？And I said no.
你没有发现我什么不一样吗
？Did you notice something about me different?
啊，发现了。
Then I said I found it.
发型改变了。
Oh, you change your hairstyle.
太太很在乎啊。
And my wife really was emphasized great deal on that.
我的装扮有所改变了，你都没有发觉。
And you didn't even care about how I changed my the way that I look.
哦，那你如果说跟他回答说，好像很好看的，不错、哦。
And if you were to answer that, well, it seems to be good looking.
啊，你不夸奖，你没有发现他有什么不一样，他还要追问。啊，你说他漂亮，他问你哪里漂亮，你说，你不要唯心论了，随便的忽悠我。
If you casually just said that, well, you look beautiful, then she will drill in and try to find out what exactly is beautiful that you're referring to.
所以丈夫如果要赞美太太哈，那你可得要多想一些答案啊。他要问你说具体的，你要具体的，而且要注意那个细节。
So for husbands, if you were to praise your wife, please be specific.Because they need to know what exactly that you're praising about.
那这个良人要来肯定赞美啊，他的王后。
So this beloved wanted to praise the woman.
啊，很适切的、具体的，还留意到那个细节。
And it has to be appropriate. It has to be relevant. Yet it has to be accurate.
啊，所以能够常常来欣赏啊，他的优点啊，就会增进彼此的这个情感。
Therefore, if you always notice the virtues of the other party, then you will respect each other more.
啊，那你看哦，这个两腮因为这个发辫啊垂下来，他觉得有一种美，他欣赏到了。
So he noticed the certain kind of beauty that he described here over at verse 10. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments.
那这个景象呢，只要稍微有一点装饰呢，珠串在他。向上就觉得很华丽。
And your neck with chains of gold that looks very nice.
哦，那所以你看呢、啊，从第五节开始。
So, if you were to read from verse 5.
哦，这个女子她觉得有点自怜，有点不安。
This woman felt that she was self-pity. She felt a little unrest.
她先向她的同伴来诉说。
So she first approached her companions to talk about.
她其实更重要，她是要获得她信赖的人的肯定。
But most importantly, all she wanted to have is the recognition from the beloved.
果然这个良人真的很体贴。
And true enough, this beloved was very, very caring.
没有说什么就来给她一个女子中极美丽的称呼。
And without expectation, he already complimented her as the fairest among women.
啊，也让她思念之情呢，能够在很短的时间就见到了她的良人。
And then she was able to meet this beloved in the shortest time.
哦，也注意到了她美的部分。
And he also noticed all her beauties.
啊，能够去欣赏，而且能够说得出口。
And also be able to appreciate the beauty as well as point out specifically what the beauties are.
合乎事实。
And it is all relevant.
啊, 具体,
it is all very concrete.
留意细节,
and it also paying to all kinds of attention, detail.
保留三分, 赞美, 保留三分。
And he was kind of also reserved in his praises as well.
让大家觉得我们的赞美是出于真诚, 是实战,
so that it presents himself the praises as a genuine one.
啊, 这个男, 这个良人他做了, 啊, 能够让他太太心安, 啊, 解除他心里不安的这些话语。
So this beloved was able to put out words that can comfort the women.
但是这样还不够。
But this is not enough.
啊, 这个良人就邀约了耶路撒冷的众女子。
So this beloved invited the daughters of Jerusalem.
我们要为你编上金辫, 镶上银钉。
That over 11, he said, we will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver.
你觉得你自己不够完美吗?
Do you think that you are imperfect?
除了在话语上去鼓励,
other than using your words to recognize someone,
还有实际的作为啊,
and you must put it into action.
啊, 我们要为你来装扮,
and we're going to put ornaments on you.
啊, 编上金辫, 镶上银钉,
so that we'll make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver.
那可要花一些时间, 也要花一些金钱咯。
And you need to spend some money and time for that.
那这是什么意思呢?
And what does that mean, actually?
我们看以弗所书的第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
啊, 以弗所书的第五章, 啊,
Ephesians chapter 5.
你看那个二, 我们从25节开始来看。
Let's read from verse 25.
25节是在提到, 啊, 丈夫要爱妻子。
Over at verse 25, it talks about husbands need to love their wives.
怎么样爱你的妻子呢?
And how do you love your wives?
像基督爱教会。
Just as Christ also loved the church.
如何爱呢?
And how do you love her?
啊, 为教会舍己。
And gave himself for her.
啊, 那26节就提到了,
over at verse 26 it said,
耶稣用水借着道把我们洗净。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
啊, 然后就成为一个荣耀的教会啊。
Over at 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.
可以献给基督自己了。
Not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
没有玷污, 没有皱纹等类的病。
So there's no spot, no wrinkle, or anything.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And that she should be holy and without blemish.
基督为我们所做的就是这些。
So all these are done by Christ for us.
教会成为洁净, 基督就有荣耀。
And when the church is cleansed, then Christ will receive glory.
那为了这样呢, 基督舍己。
So that's the reason why Christ has gave up himself for us.
所以28节就讲了,
so over at verse 28, it says here,
丈夫也当照样爱妻子。
So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies.
29节讲了, 要保养顾惜。
Over at verse 29, it said, for no one ever hated his own flesh.
哦, 这个妻子不够完美。
And this wife is not perfect.
教会不够完美。
And the church is not perfect.
基督舍己用水借着道把它洗净。
So Christ gave himself and then used the water to cleanse her.
把那个丑陋给遮盖,洗净以后成为荣耀。
And all the ugliness has been covered up and then has been washed away and then glorified.
那丈夫要照样来爱妻子。
That's the reason why husbands have to continue to love their wives.
有一个弟兄, 啊, 跑到传道房来。
And there was a brother who came to the preacher's room.
啊, 传道你能不能帮我解决一下问题啊?
And asked me if I could resolve his problem.
啊, 我的太太啊, 啊, 她挑三拣四的, 啊, 太太这样这样这样这样, 啊, 好多样都是不, 她不满意。
You know, my wife has been very picky lately. Anything that I do was wrong, and she wanted it to be done this way, and that way.
啊,这个丈夫竟然跑到传道房来跟传道说她太太有多么的, 这个不好。
It's kind of strange for a husband to come to the preacher to complain about his wife, wife's wrong.
我就请他看这个章节。
So then I asked him to look at this verse.
妻子有不足之处啊，那是丈夫的责任，你还好意思跑出来讲？
If there is any shortcoming that the wives have, it is responsibility of husband. How dare you come and ask for any answer?
一样的，丈夫有不足之处呢，不是太太可以随意到处去讲的。
In the same token, if husband is falling short of anything, the wife should not go around and talk about it.
当丈夫在数落妻子的不是的时候，他忘记了。你要像基督哦，我丈夫也要照样爱妻子，忘记了这个道理。
As a husband was complaining about his wife, he forgot that he has to love his own wife just like how Christ loved us.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
And a wife has to submit to the husband.
丈夫是妻子的头。
And husband is the head of the wife.
这个头就是要带头作用。
So this head will serve as a leader.
有问题有困难，就是让头去痛。
Any problem or any difficulties, it will be left for the head to decide.
他是一家之主，他要带领这个家庭。
He's the head of the family. He's supposed to lead us away from all these challenges.
这个家庭的每一个成员的亏欠跟不足，都是这个头的责任。
Every shortfalls of the family members will be the sole responsibility of the husband.
两人没有说啊，家偶你的皮肤这么黑啊。厌弃你没有，他没有厌弃。
The beloved never complained about the dark complexion that the woman had.
缺点是有的，但是他挑优点来赞美。
Of course, she has shortcomings, but yet he only picked the good part of it to praise about.
安慰你，让你的不安能够消除。
So that he was able to recognize her good, then it will do away all her anxieties.
认真的女人很美丽，但是被肯定的女人一定会有脸上发光。
Of course, diligent women are very attractive, but what more about the woman that is praised because her eyes will sparkle?
还不够好吗?
Isn't she good enough?
我为你装饰。
And I'll put the ornaments on you.
把你装饰得更美。
And I'll make you even more beautiful.
这是这个丈夫没有讲其他什么东西，他一直在做的。
So the beloved over here, this is what he has been doing.
所以这个骄傲能够被良人这种爱深深地吸引住了。
Therefore, this woman was so attracted to the love of the beloved.
我们再翻回看雅歌第一章。
Let's return to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
我们再看这个十二节以后。
Let's read from 12, verse 12 and on.
十二节到这个二章的三节。
So from verse 12 to chapter 2, verse 3.
那这里提到说王坐席的时候，这是良人在坐席的时候。
So over here it talks about the Shulamite or the woman who's resting.
那这个佳偶啊，他的拿打香膏就发出的香味了。
So the nard that produces fragrance.
他把这个良人当成什么？
So how did she regard the beloved as?
当他们两个人相处的时候
，as they were getting along.
一般女子她都会抹上这个拿打的香膏。
For a woman, they will usually put myrrh on their body.
因为这个身体有温度，所以那个拿打香膏它就会发出香气来。
And because there is body temperature, therefore myrrh or nard, they will produce fragrance.
那通常这些都指着一种爱情啊，浪漫的爱情。
And often, this is referring to the romance of love.
所以这个佳偶她有适度的装扮。
Of course, this woman has appropriate this makeups.
那我们再看看现在是佳偶在肯定这个良人。
And then if you look at this, then you notice that this woman is praising the beloved.
所以这对夫妻互相的欣赏，互相彼此的肯定。
So this couple, they recognize and also praise each other.
这个佳偶把良人当成什么？
So how did this Shulamite woman regard the beloved as?
是一代末药。
That he is just like the myrrh.
那藏在他的怀中。第十三节
Over at verse 13 A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me
那个墨药呢可能用那个布呢小布袋把它装起来
So that this myrrh was being kept in a little bag.
哦, 然后就挂在颈项, 就垂在她的胸前。
So it has been put on just like a necklace in front of her breast.
啊, 那个没有就会散发出香气了。
And this myrrh will create this fragrance.
所以她也闻到了这个良人她所发出的香气。
So she also smelled the fragrance from the beloved.
但是靠近她的心脏的部位。
And it is nearing his heart.
那14节是相对的。
So over at verse 14 is just identical.
她的良人是一颗凤仙花。
And my beloved is to me a cluster of henna blooms.
在哪里呢?
So where is it?
在隐基底的葡萄园中。
In the vineyard of En-Gedi.
那是远在隐基底那个地方的。
So it is over at this place called En-Gedi.
是旷野中的一片绿洲。
It is one of the oases in the desert, in the wilderness.
一个是近,一个是远,一个是内,一个是外。
So there is one that is closer, there's one that is more distant. And one is inside, and yet the other one is outside. If two persons draw closer to each other, they can smell the fragrance of myrrh.
也在他的心中。
And she's also in his heart.
那如果他的良人呢, 远在旷野那个地方。
And if the beloved were to be so far, so distant away in the wilderness,
没有见面,
even though they don't get to see each other, but yet they think of each other.
所以你看良人对佳偶的鼓励以后呢, 就,
so therefore, beloved has so much praises for the woman, therefore the woman has also this kind of action in return.
啊, 夫妻之间的爱啊, 它是会接受考验的。
So the love between a couple has to always go through trials.
啊, 可以像一袋墨药就挂在胸前。
It was just likened to this myrrh that has been hung in front of the breast.
可以朝夕相处, 黏腻在一起。
That they can stay together all day, all night together.
啊, 但也可以像两条鱼啊, 他们在江, 在湖, 游来游去。 可以相忘于江湖，但是再次的见面相处也是亲密啊一体。
And they can be also just like the fish in the river in the ocean, where they swim places to places. But yet when they get together, they can get along very well.
啊，因为他们经得起时间跟空间的考验。
Because they can withstand the trials of time and space.
他们两个是互相信任的。
And then they trust each other.
啊, 这个很能够去体会出来夫妻一体的感觉。
And you can really feel the oneness of this couple.
啊, 有, 有一些人啊, 不太敢嫁给传道人。
And there are some people who's very afraid to marry preachers.
啊, 当初小弟的传道娘, 啊, 在介绍以前, 他也是跟介绍人说, 他不要再当, 他不要当传道娘。
Before I got married, my wife, she told me that I should not become a preacher. Because her mother was a preacher as well. When she was young, she never got to see her father in those days.
那为了让, 结婚以后的太太啊,
So in order to really make sure my wife is comforted after marriage,
啊, 我们总是让她感觉到丈夫虽然不在身边, 啊, 但是, 啊, 这个心都在她的身边。
And even though I cannot be always beside her physically, but I always make her feel that as if that I'm very close to you.
啊, 我们也取得她的信任。
And I also gain her trust in me.
哦, 我们要为她拒绝一切所有的这个暧昧。
And for the sake of her, I'll refuse all kinds of flirtings. Unnecessary. So for men, you should not be flirting around.
中年男子很会搞暧昧，要展现他还有魅力。
And there are some middle-aged men always like to flirt around just to prove that they're still possible.
这是非常要命的。
And that is very deadly.
啊, 你不要忘记那个魅, 魅力的魅有一个鬼字啊。
In a Chinese character, this word attraction comes with one side of the character is a ghost.
所以我们的手机没有设防，他可以看我的，我也可以看他的事。我们在脸书的账号是同一个啊，没有设密码的，他随时可以进去看，信任啊，彼此信任。So
both of us, my wife and myself, we share the same social media so that we could see each other's social media without any blockage.
必须要这样做。
That is the level of trust that we need to do.
没有暧昧的灰色调。
There's nothing that you're afraid to show or things that you want to flirt.
我在教会他在家里，那彼此猜疑的话，那怎么办？
So if I have been working outside and then my wife is suspecting about me, then what should we do?
休息了可以联立在一起，工作了可以相忘于江湖。
So as I work, then we can long for each other. As we get together, then we can have a good time.
这是一个男人他应该要的努力。And
this, as a man, is something that we need to strive for.
我们要在乎太太的感受，要拒绝一切的暧昧。We
must emphasize the feelings of our wife that we must refuse any kind of flirt.
两个人有互信的基础。That
so that both husband and wife. The relationship will be built on trust.
我们再看15节哈。
Let's read verse 15.
这个良人呢，继续的称赞他的佳偶。So
this beloved continued to praise the woman.
所以我们在这第一首诗歌就看到他们两个人一直在赞美对方。So
over at first song, we already noticed that both of them has been praising each other.
这个赞美会引发他对方的肯定。So
this kind of praise will induce a recognition of one another.
他说：“我的骄傲，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。”他连续讲了两次。
It says over here, "Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair."
重复就是强调的意思。So
when you repeat twice, means that you are emphasizing.
所以骄傲在良人的心目中，它确实是美丽的。So
of course, this woman in the eyes of the beloved is fair.
那这一次他关注的是什么呢？
So what is that one thing that he cared about this time?
眼睛,
that the eyes.
他说你的眼睛好像鸽子眼。He
said, you have dove's eyes.
鸽子眼有美感啊。And
in the eyes of dove, there's beauty to it.
如果说你的眼睛像牛的眼睛，那就不美了。If
your eyes is like likened to the ox, it will be ugly.
那诗歌它一定要有美。
So in the song, it has to be beautiful.
甚至我们可以说，当这个良人在赞美他的佳偶的时候，是看着他的眼睛的。Or
to the extent that when the believer was praising about the woman, he was actually looking into the eyes of this woman.
那鸽子的眼睛为什么会美美？So
why are the dove's eyes beautiful?
远远的透了一点红色。That
if you look afar. The eyes shows a little redness to it.
是因为从鸽子的形象来的。
Because all this color of redness really expound from how the dove has been portrayed.
它就是信任，使命必达，信任，和平。
There is trust. There is also peace that has been entrusted.
它就是驯良的这个形象。
And it is an image of gentleness.
所以很自然透露在他眼睛的亮光。
And that's a reason why it was naturally shown on his eyes.
那其实丈夫是要常常看太太的眼睛的。
In fact, a husband needs to always look into eyes of wives.
小弟常常被纠正。
And I've often been corrected.
因为回家的时候跟太太说话还是在玩手机。
Because as I was talking to my wife, I was always checking on my phone.
被纠正了好多次。And
I've been corrected so many times.
你能不能赏我20秒的眼光？
Can you just look at me for 20 seconds?
你多久没有看你太太的眼睛呢？
How long have you not ever noticed your wife's eyes?
这个是我的挑战了。我现在这样讲了，我回去一定要照这样做。
So
this
is my very challenge because as I said this, I will have to do it.
你看，丈夫跟先生常常对眼看，四目相视，他那个情感是会燃烧的，那个爱会燃烧的，是很真诚的、很专注的、深情的望着对方。So
if both husband and wife always look into each other's eyes, the level of love that will be uplifted.
他忘记了皮肤是黝黑的。
And he already forgot that she was dark.
啊, 他看的竟是美丽的。
And all, the only thing that he saw was her beauty.
这个爱才能够持续。
It is only this kind of love can last.
来看16节。
Let's read verse 16.
那个骄傲就回应了。
And then the woman replied,
啊, 我的良人啊,
She said, Behold,
啊, 你也是可爱美丽的。
You are handsome, my beloved.
所以他就有一个爱的幻想，一种憧憬啊，希望有一个爱的图画会出现。
So there's certain kind of imaginary picture over here, a beautiful one.
啊，你看青草为床榻。
And it says here, the beams of our hearts are cedar, and our rafters of fir.
哦，那十七节也是讲这些话，就是两个人的世界了。So
all these are. Just talking about how the relationship between the two.
那当然就是进入爱的更深处了。Of
course, they have entered into the deepest part of their mutual love.
那我们读这些都非常美。So
the way that we read these passages was indeed beautiful.
但是这个当中有很多的包容。But
within these passages, there's a lot of forbearance.
欣赏、肯定，而且赞美。
And there's a lot of recognition, there's also a lot of appreciation and praises.
而且还有信任。
And there's also trust.
啊, 我们的时间关系, 我们就先读到这里, 啊。
Because of time constraint, we'll conclude over here for tonight.
求主帮助, 让我们在读的时候再去深刻的体会一下。
And may the Lord help us that as we read this Song of Solomon, we can really feel it.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
243首.
Please sing hymn number 243.